In 1 year, a new high school building will be open to students in Natrona County. The first day of class will debut as a bold endeavor to transform secondary education in the school district that's been in the works for nearly a decade. It's a shift to academy-style learning, where students' lesson plans and activities are designed around their career interests. As Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports, Natrona County educators are hustling to create a system that will bring results.
Inside a Casper art gallery, a few dozen teachers are seated in a circle, listening to a presentation chock full of team-building buzzwords.
Second, we want to do an introduction, and that's why the circle is mission critical.
This is a design camp for Natrona County's new academy-based learning center. These educators get together weekly to plot a reinvention of the high school experience for kids in Casper.
When we open our school, it's going to be the first time for a whole new way of learning.
Brian Avazian will lead one of the four career academies here.
We want to make a very, very big first impression, not only on the kids who enroll for that first year, but on the community as a whole, the larger educational field.
Avazian is with the Health Sciences and Human Services Academy. There's an academy for engineering, one for business and agriculture, and another for the creative arts. They'll offer a range of professional certifications, but Avazian says this won't be a trade school.
Yes, there are those opportunities, but really what we're trying to do is, no matter where a kid is in terms of what they see as a possible career path, we'd like to be able to tie their day-to-day learning in school with an interest or a passion.
So if a student likes, say, construction, many of her lessons at the academy, in math, English, history, all of it, will be construction projects. The high school graduation rate in Natrona County is about 74%. Chad Sharp is principal of the new academy-based school, which is a big part of the district's plan to get more kids to graduate.
I think that our board of directors has set a noble goal in saying 85% of our kids need to be graduating from our system by the year 2019. I really hope that we get to 90-95%, and heck, if I'm really crazy, I'm going to say 100%.
Sharp's building is not a traditional high school. No mascot, no prom. It's a program open to all juniors and seniors in Natrona County. Students who join a career academy will leave their home school to spend half the day doing hands-on learning activities with groups of students and teachers.
And then the challenge to the educator is to frame it in such a way that history is there and that English is there and that math and science are there. And then I think the experience for kids is magical. I think it will be a place that kids will thrive in.
This model exists in Rock Springs and Gillette, but is new for Natrona County. The Academy-Based Learning Center will have a few things in common with an existing program, though, Casper's Star Lane Center.
Anyone else have a good idea?
Like the new Academies Center, Star Lane is a half-day program that brings kids from their high schools across the county. Here, they practice what's called problem-based learning. Austin King is a sophomore at Natrona County High School and Star Lane.
The problem that we're working on now is micro-farming, and it's dealing with world hunger, and we're supposed to try and figure out how to take farming and put it into a smaller area to help people in cities that can't do that. We are supposed to figure out how to apply what we're learning to the real world.
The Academy's program will use a range of similar interactive learning styles, and whether it's problem-based or something else, these are all hands-on learning methods that go beyond traditional lectures and quizzes. Star Lane freshman Cleo Vlastos says this stuff works for her.
You know, in a lot of your classes, you're like, well, I'm not really going to use this information in real life. But when you're actually working on a project, it's like, oh, I can totally see myself using this information. And I don't know. I just think it's a lot more useful.
Star Lane is not career-focused, and that aspect of the new academies piques Cleo's interest. But she says she's not sold yet.
So I'd like to see, you know, what kids say about it next year before I decide if I want to do it, because I think it'd be a good experience if you're not sure what career you want to pursue, because then you can kind of try different things and narrow it down.
Despite class visits and info sessions, many students and parents still don't know much about the academies. But back at design camp, Academy coach Molly Voris says, like it or not, the program is going to transform the entire school district.
So we would hope that we see this as an opportunity to unify our district and make a bridge as opposed to making an island.
Each academy and career pathway was designed with input from local employers in the field. The $26 million facility is being built in West Casper and will welcome as many as 1,000 high school students each day. But it's not going to look or feel like Casper's other high schools, says Academy coach Brian Avazian.
We've got a statement to make. Not that we're better than other teachers or other schools, but we have a different approach. And a lot of kids would be more successful if school ran a different way.
This new building with something to prove is lacking at least one thing vital for maintaining a good impression, a name. Its old one, CAPS, was dropped this year over a trademark dispute, and the district's high schools are working together on a new one. The facility, formerly known as CAPS, opens next year. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.
These reports are part of the American Graduate, Let's Make It Happen, a public media initiative to address the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.